The Saskatchewan government has outlined a five-phase plan to reopen parts of the province's economy during the COVID-19 crisis. Premier Scott Moe made the announcement this morning in Regina. He says restrictions are first to be lifted starting May 4th for dentist offices, optometry clinics, and physical therapy providers.
We have to find the middle ground that continues to keep our case numbers low and keep Saskatchewan people safe, while at the same time allowing for businesses to reopen and Saskatchewan people to get back to work.
Golf courses are to reopen on May 15th. Retail shops selling clothing, books, flowers, and sporting goods might be allowed to open their doors on May 19th. The size restrictions of public and private gatherings will remain at a maximum of 10 people. The head of the Lac La Ronge Indian Band says it's disappointing the province has rejected a proposal to reduce liquor sales and store hours. Chief Tammy Cook-Searson says a letter was sent to the provincial government with that request at the end of last month, but it received a negative response. Cook-Searson says many people are much less likely to follow social distancing restrictions if they've been drinking.
Well, it's frustrating because it's our community members that are saying, there's somebody coming over here, they're knocking at the door, they're intoxicated, what do I do? Or somebody will call and say, there's a big party happening next door and there's a public health order.
The Federation of Sovereign Indigenous Nations and Prince Albert Grand Council have also made similar requests to the province. A La Ronge woman who gave birth in February says it's been a challenging time to have her first child. Less than a month later, Saskatchewan declared a state of emergency and social distancing practices began. Haley Cross says she's been staying at home as much as possible, but still has to go out to the grocery store. She says she worries about what would happen if she herself contracted the coronavirus.
If I were to get sick, being so sick, how I would care for her and nurse her and everything, that I think is really scary.
Cross says she looks forward to when her daughter can meet everyone and even come to the grocery store with her. The northern village of La Loche reported no new cases of COVID-19 yesterday, but officials say the Saskatchewan Health Authority is anticipating new cases as it awaits testing results. Mayor Robert St. Pierre says his community has 9 confirmed cases, while the Clearwater River Dene Nation has 3. 30 people have been tested, and there are restrictions in place on the health center, and a nightly curfew is in place. Saskatchewan teachers have received a tentative agreement with the province. The Ministry of Education says the Saskatchewan Teachers Federation will now take the proposed contract to its members for a vote. The 4-year agreement includes a 2% salary increase. The Federation says the settlement does not address concerns about class size and composition, but it is necessary to vote on the proposal due to the effects of the COVID-19 pandemic. A winter road will soon connect Wollaston Lake to Highway 905. Road clearing and tree removal is underway on a 102-kilometer stretch for the seasonal road, which will eventually lead to an all-weather road. The federal government is spending $6.5 million over 2 years on the project. The Saskatchewan government is contributing $250,000. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau says the federal government will spend more than $1 billion to help develop, test, and manufacture a COVID-19 vaccine. The money will also be used to determine how widely the virus has spread across Canada. That's on top of $275 million in research funding that the Liberals announced in March at the outset of the pandemic.
The second pillar of the plan is to make sure that once we have potential vaccines and treatments, we can test a wide range of options. Under this plan, we will invest over $662 million for clinical trials led by Canada.
The government will create a task force of public health experts to oversee blood test surveys and to identify potential immunity and vulnerabilities in Canada. The Federation of Canadian Municipalities is asking the federal government to give local governments billions of dollars in emergency funding to stave off financial ruin. The organization says local governments need between $10 billion and $15 billion over the next 6 months. Transit ridership is down as people stay home, and many municipal councils have approved delays in collecting property taxes. They're asking for $2.4 billion for cities with transit systems. Canada Post says it's experiencing Christmas-level parcel volumes as more shipping is being done online. The Postal Service says it delivered more than 1.8 million parcels to Canadians on Monday. That's similar to the biggest delivery days that it sees during the holiday season. Canada Post is advising customers to expect delays because it takes longer to process heavy incoming parcel volumes. Delivery times are also being hampered by the physical distancing measures. Investigators looking into last weekend's mass killing in rural Nova Scotia are turning their attention to the firearms used by the shooter.
The RCMP say the weapons were unlicensed, illegal, and they're trying to find out how he obtained them. They say the firearms probe is occurring alongside a hunt for anyone who helped the killer obtain an RCMP uniform and the replica vehicle he used during his rampage that killed 22 people and saw five homes burned to the ground. The Mounties Chief Superintendent Chris Leather says they're fairly certain the suspect didn't have a Canadian firearms acquisition certificate. Rob Westgate, the Canadian Press.